Good morning. A southerly breeze brought in milder temperatures and moisture overnight, mainly in the form of a round of light snow that has coated the ground across a large part of interior New York and New England as temperatures pushed up overnight into the upper 20s and lower to mid 30s. Some locations, especially across valley areas south of I-90, saw just a mix of rain and snow with little or no accumulation, so a wet start to the day in these places. A front that's responsible for the precipitation will continue to slide through the region as low pressure tracks into southeastern Canada. As the front continues to slide by, skies will remain cloudy and light rain and snow will be common from time to time throughout the daylight hours as temperatures reach on average into the upper 30s and lower 40s. Skies will remain mostly cloudy tonight, but it will dry out after some evening rain or snow showers, and lows will be back into the middle and upper 20s. Meanwhile, another low pressure wave tracking along the same front will slide off to the south and east of Long Island on Tuesday. This will keep skies mostly cloudy across the region on Tuesday afternoon with another round of precipitation, predominantly across the Catskills, the mid and lower Hudson Valley, and southernmost New England. This precipitation will fall mainly as light rain showers, although some wet snowflakes cannot be ruled out across the higher terrain. Highs on Tuesday will be in the upper 30s. High pressure and drier weather will build in for the day on Wednesday with a mix of sun and clouds and highs in the upper 30s. At this point, we'll track a more potent storm system out of the lower Mississippi Valley across the Appalachians and over New York City for the day on Thursday. On this track, precipitation will break out in the form of snow on Thursday morning, and depending on the exact track and intensity, it will mix with or change over to sleet or rain during the day as highs reach into the upper 30s and lower 40s once again. Dry and colder weather will move in on Friday with mostly sunny skies in the lower 20s and staying mostly sunny into the weekend with highs in the mid-20s on Saturday. Taking a look at potentially significant weather today, a storm system extending from the upper Great Lakes to the southern high plains will move slowly to the mid-Atlantic and down to the western Gulf Coast by tomorrow morning. Moisture from the Gulf of Mexico will pool along this front, producing heavy rain along the boundary. The Weather Prediction Center has issued a moderate risk of excessive rainfall from parts of the lower Mississippi Valley to the southern Appalachians. The heavy rain is likely to produce numerous areas of flash flooding, and flash flood warnings are already in effect for several locations. Larger rivers will be affected as well with time. At Mount Washington this morning, 0 miles visibility with light snow, blowing snow and fog, 14 degrees, with a southwest wind at 41, gusting to 66 miles per hour. And in Eureka, Nunavut Territory, Canada, clear skies and 43 below zero. In Albany on the hour, 6 miles visibility with light snow and 36 degrees, the dew point 31, 82% relative humidity, a south wind at 16, gusting to 29 miles per hour, and the barometer at 30.08 inches and falling. The past 24 hours, lower 48 states' temperature extremes ran from a high of 94 degrees at Zapata, Texas, to a low of 30 below zero at Mesardis, Maine. For those traveling across the Northeast today, New York City, cloudy and breezy with rain, upper 40s. Boston, cloudy and breezy, more rain in the lower 40s. And in Buffalo, cloudy and breezy with showers and highs in the upper 30s. Checking the climate report, the high temperature in Albany yesterday, 33 degrees, the low 10, the average temperature 22, that's 3 degrees below normal. Just a trace of precipitation yesterday, a trace of snow, 2.9 inches for the month, which is 1.3 inches below normal, and 38.2 inches for the season, which is 0.7 inches of snow below normal. The average high temperature in Albany today, 33 degrees. The average low, 16. The record high, 53, set in 1955. And the record low, 21 below zero in 1948. Sunrise this morning, 7 a.m. Sunset this evening, 5:20 p.m. 10 hours and 20 minutes of daylight, an increase of 3 minutes from yesterday. Here are my latest regional forecasts for the Northern Adirondacks and Central and Northern Vermont, also the Champlain Valley and Lake George area. Cloudy and breezy with rain and snow today, all snow in the hills with highs in the mid to upper 30s. A few snow showers, then mostly cloudy tonight with lows in the lower 20s. For the Connecticut Valley and mid and lower Hudson Valley, also for the remainder of interior southern New England, cloudy with any mixed precipitation becoming all rain today with highs in the mid-40s. Dry this evening with rain moving back in late tonight, lows in the lower 30s. For the northern Catskills and Mohawk Valley west of Amsterdam, also for the southern Adirondacks, cloudy and breezy with rain and snow today with highs around 40. Mostly cloudy tonight, lows in the upper 20s. For the southern Catskills, Taconics, and southern Berkshires, also for the Litchfield Hills, cloudy with any mixed precipitation becoming all rain today with highs in the lower 40s. Dry this evening with rain and some sleet moving back in late tonight with lows in the lower 30s. For the greater Capital District, including Albany, Schenectady, and Troy, also for the Saratoga area, east into southern Vermont, and the Berkshires, north of I-90. Cloudy with any mixed precipitation becoming all rain today with highs in the lower 40s. Mostly cloudy tonight, lows in the upper 20s to around 30. Region-wide for tomorrow, cloudy with rain, sleet, and snow from I-90 south, upper 30s. A mix of sun and clouds, upper 30s Wednesday. Cloudy with snow and or mixed precipitation Thursday in the lower 40s. Mostly sunny, lower 20s Friday, mostly sunny, mid-20s Saturday, and mostly cloudy with a chance of snow or rain on Sunday and highs near 40. For WAMC, I'm News Channel 13 meteorologist Paul Caiano.